This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Pastor Paul, I thank you for joining us here today as we are studying the Word of God here, verse by verse. We're in the New Testament, as always. We're in the book of Revelation right now. We're going through, but we're playing on the radio, a series that I'm preaching at Island Community Church. That's the church that I pastor. And you are invited this weekend. I'd love to see you. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive. It's 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, Sunday at 10:30. For more on the church, you can visit our website, islandcommunitychurch.net. Statement of Faith is on there. There's a link to all the past sermons for the 6 years I've been pastor there. But I think you know what to expect if you are a listener to this program. And we had some visitors this past week from listeners to the program, and I'm grateful to that. Thank you for coming by. And all of you know what to expect when you come by and visit. We're a small church, but you know what you're in for when you come by. And that is the same thing that you hear and are going to hear today. Sometimes maybe your theology might be shaken. Might be shaken today and what you heard yesterday. When we're looking at, we're comparing something that takes place in heaven at the loosing of one of the seals. We see the sun darken, the moon won't give its light, and the stars from heaven will fall. And that's from up in heaven. But when you look at Matthew 24, verse 29, you see the same thing. But you see it from ground level. That's what we're looking at. And that's where we're going to start here this message today. But once again, I invite you out to Island Sunday morning at 10:30. I'll be looking for you. Here now is part three of this message, Revelations chapter 6 and 7.
He will gather together, episunagage, His elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now, according to Jesus, that's when the rapture is, if what Jesus says matters to you. All the tribes of the earth, I know, I just upset a lot of people's theology in here. I'm not sorry about it. Unless if there's two raptures, he told you himself when this is. Verse 29, immediately after the tribulation is when the sun's going to be affected. When these things, the loosing of the scrolls is going on in heaven, this is what's going on in earth. And it's after the tribulation. And he's coming back right after that. And he's going to gather together his elect. That would take you also to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus and by our gathering together to him. Same Greek word. Sunago. Apostle Paul talking. It's the only places you'll find the word in the New Testament is in these two places with the preposition attached to them, epi. Now concerning the coming or the parousia, the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, and our gathering together to him. Don't be shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no man deceive you, for that day will not come until The falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed. Let's move on. My job today is to confuse the living daylights out of everyone in this church. I don't want you to be like Harold Camping and putting up billboards and saying Jesus is coming back October the 3rd. Because after his last stroke and they wiped the drool off of his chin, he died. No one knows the day or the hour. There is no greater vague thing than what the Apostle Paul wrote, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Read it. Only he who now restrains will continue until one arises from out of the midst. How stinking vain is that? How vague is that? He's that way deliberate. No one knows. Jesus said, you got to be ready today for it. That's all that matters. Not any of this muck, pre, mid, post. It's are you ready today for if Jesus comes back today? And he warns you, don't miss this. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man cometh. Are you ready today for his return? I could throw these notes in the garbage. Are you ready today for his return? Hebrews 9:28, he's coming again a second time to all those that look for him. I don't know when it is. I want to be ready today and instruct my church family and those on the radio and on the podcast to be ready today for his return. Right? You don't want to guess wrong. Like all these abortion fanatics. What happens if you guess wrong? Mabel, what if there really is a God? What if he knew you before you were born? What if he formed you in your mother's womb? Don't guess wrong on abortion. You might as well take the mark. Right? If you guess wrong on abortion, you might as well take the mark of the beast. There is a God. He knew you before you were born. He separated you from your mother's womb. He saved you. He called you. He justified you. He glorified you all before you were born. That's what the word says. Now let's start this sermon, Darren. Verse 14. Then the sky was split like a scroll rolled up. Didn't we just sing that? Every mountain and island were removed out of their places, and the kings of the earth and the magnates and the high-ranking military men and the rich and the mighty and every slave and every free man, they hid themselves in the caves and in the crags of the mountains. And they said to the mountains and crags, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? Important to remember, you just saw all of the book of Revelation in chapter 6. Okay? Jesus just told us immediately after the tribulation. You've seen the whole thing in chapter 1. Behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him. You've seen the whole thing in chapter 6. The end of Tribulation chapter 7, you see the whole thing in chapters 9, 11, 13, 14. We're seeing visions all the way through to the end. Then he goes somewhere else. We see the birth of the Messiah in chapter 12 with the dragon standing by the woman ready for her to give birth. I won't keep you more than another hour. I think I'm going to drop down if we keep going for another. Let's go on to chapter 7. Now, after these things, again, Greek phrase meta tauta, you see it all the time in here, after these things. Now, after these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, and the wind, so that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. Obviously, this is a malignant wind, not a cool breeze. But first, some mercy from God. Verse 2. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees until we have sealed the servants of God on their foreheads. Now this seal represents protection and ownership from God. As much as he protected Noah from the flood, Israel from the plagues of Egypt, and Rahab on the wall in Jericho. Notice that the servants of God will be sealed. But did you know that you too are sealed? You're sealed as a believer. 2 Corinthians 1:21, he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and has given us the Spirit in our hearts as a, here's the Greek word again, arabon, guarantee. Here's another great promise. A guarantee of what? Ownership. God owns you. Right. That ought to excite you today. You'll be walking out of this church rejoicing today. The bank doesn't own you. The government doesn't own you. God owns you. And he sealed you with the Holy Spirit as a, some translations say, down payment. I like that too. A down payment of what's to come, right? Eye is not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men that which God has prepared for those that love him. He's given you the Spirit as a guarantee. Oh, you just wait until you die, Isabel, and leave this world and everyone else. Wait and see what God's got on the other side for you. And all the unbelievers out here, the charge is God loves you. That's God's charge against you today, is God loves you. He's provided a way out for you. His son died on the cross for you, took your sins upon himself so that you could have eternal life and salvation and rejoice along with all the other saints. All you have to do is receive Jesus Christ. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, Jesus said, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him would not perish. Ephesians 1:13, in him you trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee, arabon, guarantee of our inheritance. Think about that. The Holy Spirit is a guarantee, like that old chef from New Orleans, right? I guarantee. Who wants a guarantee from Almighty God today? Who would you rather inherit from?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.